Chema. So as we know, the mother and Sri Aurobindo have done a lot of research. This ashram has been described by Sri Aurobindo in one of his letters as an evolutionary laboratory. Only government and other people don't understand. So you can't ask for scientific research exemption based on this, but it's actually an evolutionary laboratory. Sri Aurobindo's words, where a new kind of evolution is being worked out to see how humanity will respond to the spiritual consciousness in all its dimensions. And one of their project, or the penultimate project, was what has been commonly understood as immortality of the body. But as you have rightly said, actually, if it is immortality of the physical consciousness, that has been more or less attempted by the Vedic Rishis to an extent. So we have those five Chiranjeevis, isn't it? We have Hanuman, Sugriv, Ashwatthama. Who else is there? Vibhishana. One more. So the other Chiranjeevis who don't die. Parshuram. So this is one. Second is the consciousness of immortality. Mother says that was very easy for us. Any time she and Sri Aurobindo, one is by discovering the soul, you discover immortality. That's one part. Because you know that this is immortal. This doesn't die. The second is when you enter into the consciousness of the infinite. Infinite doesn't die. All that is limited will die. Finite. Die here in the sense it will one day pass away. So these two are already discovered way back in the Vedic times. They were the seekers after immortality. Then the third, where how to immortalize the physical consciousness, they tried many ways, right from the spiritual to the most material, which included Kaya Siddhi, all this was, efforts were there. But none of this is what they are referring to when they speak of the supramental body. So here we have to just understand the deathless body by understanding what is the death-bound body, why there is death. So we know outer reasons are there, and even there are genetic aberrations which come in. Though there is no strict reason why it should happen like that. But it's generally the explanation is each time you have a new cell, it's like a clone. So it's not able to, it's like a carbon copy which becomes weaker and weaker. It becomes prone to error. It's almost inbuilt. The mechanisms are inbuilt within our genetic substance. So errors begin to multiply, and you know, as we know, all the toxins in the human body remain within limit. So within limit they are okay. Urea within limits is okay. Creatinine within limits is okay. If it goes to a point beyond, it's a problem. So with sugar and everything. So human body is built like that. That over a period of time, it begins to degenerate. Behind it, the mother says, habit of the cells. They programmed. They have come up from the animal. And they are programmed by nature. Why does nature do it? Because nature wants to create a balance. No species can be given unlimited access. If it does that, then there is a problem. It will create imbalance. So nature will not allow. It has created mechanisms, let's put it like that, at the animal level itself. And when human beings evolve out of the animal, they carry this past, heredity bonds, mechanical ways of working of nature. By habit, it binds us to degeneration, decay and death. So, then is there a way out? Now the mother says that what really happens, if you look at a human being, there are these three layers on which evolution is taking place. The spiritual is limitless. You can enter the consciousness of eternity and infinity. Psychological at the level of mind, though it is limited, but it can go to very far. It can go to high ranges of the mind, higher ranges, higher forms of knowledge. So it can continue for a very long time, almost indefinitely. But what happens? The body is not able to keep pace. This is the problem. So you continue to progress in other domains, but body is not able to keep pace. Some yogis superimpose. They take advantage of this higher consciousness and superimpose upon the physical body. They are not in the body, but use the body as a kind of tool or pedestal. But that's not transformation of the body. You can stay in that state for 100, 200 years. But that's not what they mean. So, what they are referring to as the deathless body is that the progress, the rhythm at which the soul, spiritual element and the psychological being, the mind is progressing, the physical body should be able to keep pace with that progress. So cells are dying and new cells are coming. The new cells should be able to hold this new consciousness more and more. So she uses the word, very interesting. She says, it's only one place in Ajanda where she described. And of course in Savitri it is mentioned. So basically they should be able to, instead of every time they undo, they fall backward, they should undo forwards. To take an example, so you are walking with four people. One is a child, he cannot walk fast. So parents, grown-ups have to wait every time for the child to catch up. Now if the child falls, then they have to come back, pick up the child. Something like that happens with the body. So if you progress tremendously inwardly, if the consciousness grows, expands, the body is not able to cope up many times. You'll see this in the life of some of these great ones. As such, it's difficult for a vast consciousness to dwell within a narrow frame and its limitations. But still, this is a difficulty. But now, imagine a scenario where every time the child picks up, after all he is a child, he runs and catches up with the parents. He runs, catches up with the parent. If he can do that, if the body can do that, that as the cells die and new cells emerge, they're actually more capable of receiving the new consciousness automatically. They are open and receptive to the evolution that is taking place inside. Otherwise, we are in the same situation that the spirit is willing but the flesh is weak. That's what happens. That's why mother gave so much emphasis to physical education, that your body should become more conscious. Your body should be able to hold, because it's very difficult. She speaks of one of the experiences that she was experiencing tremendous supramental force entering. And if you hear a voice is cracking. And she explains, she says, the apparatus is not able to take it. It cannot take it. You are developing a new vision, but your eyes, they are like not able to take it. Your heart is not able to cope up with that tremendous energy. She has described all that, I think we discussed last time, in transfer of power. So each time the heart cells have to take up in a new way, they fall, they collapse for a moment. Then they pick up again, the new rhythm. So all this is part of the process of physical transformation, which is still in the making. Shobindo spoke of it as taking 300 years because, it cannot be an individual thing, because we are all connected physically, materially, much more in a concrete way than psychologically and spiritually. So that's why unless there are sufficient number of bodies where this habit can be undone, which will be, that's how they have said very clearly, and there are signs of that. But basically a deathless body is a body which, instead of falling back each time there is a changeover, it falls forward, or it undoes forward. It undoes the old, but when it takes on the new, it is taking a new leap. So not just consciousness, physical cells can become reprogrammed. When they die, the old cells are programmed in a certain way. When the new cells come, They're not repeating the old habitual pattern, which is okay in average humanity, which doesn't progress much. You can live for 100 years, that's different. But they can be reprogrammed in such a way that they can become receptacles of the growing new consciousness. This is in the making. I have reasons to not just believe it, but know that it is a process going on. And Shivindu spoke of it as probably 300 years, maybe less than that, depends. So that's what the deathless body means. It has to do with the cells, the cellular consciousness, the death of the cells and the re-emergence of cells. Unlike immortal body is behind this physical, there is the immortal body. Like Vaishnavas speak of Chinmay Deh. If you go to Golok or Vishnu Lok, you have a conscious body. Now that is a different thing altogether. That's nothing to do with earth. You may stay connected with the earth, but earth will continue to remain the same mortal body. And if the body remains mortal forever, then divine life cannot fully establish itself. Because to express it needs a new body. A luminous body, plastic body, supple body, spontaneously immune. A body that can automatically reject illness, old age. Old age particularly suggestions which are all around. Senior citizen starts with that. When people start expecting some benefits, worse is when they expect the youngsters to treat them with respect. It's very nice if they don't do that. That means you are young. The moment they start saying Uncle Ji, that means they may not believe in you, but still they are giving you respect. That respect has no meaning. So this is what we see happening. People are treating as equals. They don't, all these are subtle signs. Then the body is getting exposed to all kinds of chemicals, radiations and environments. So it is developing plasticity, power of adapting to very different scenarios. So all this will eventually lead to the immortal body or the deathless body, of which Shrivindu mentions in Savitri, gives a hint. Almighty powers are shut in nature's cells. And the process is the same opening to the mother, as the human body in the service of the mother opens more and more to her. Her consciousness begins to work upon the cells. It takes time because it's much easier to work in the mind and the heart. But between the human body and the mind, there is this vital domain, which is the domain of energy. And the body is running on poor energy. Energy of sexuality, fear, anger. So it is used to coal engine, which throws a lot of smoke. Where does all this accumulate? Desires, they all irritate the organs, which eventually undergo a degenerate. What does desire do? You overdo something. Balance is lost. Desire makes your heart beat fast. Desire makes your mind go crazy. So there is a physical substrate to all that. No, physical body, everything. So the law of desire has to be replaced by the law of the divine will governing the physical existence. As the divine will begins to move the human body to that extent where I say this, that if even a finger doesn't twitch, even a muscle, without the divine will, it may be a far cry, but that's the direction in which we have to move. Then you will eventually have a deathless body. And it has to be a collective process. It can't be one person, two person or three persons by its very nature. Evolution of a new species is a collective process. At least there should be a certain number, maybe 100 or 1,000. All this is preparing itself, and one day it will precipitate, like any new species actually. So mother is the passage to the new species. Let's put it like that. Okay, Chema.